Welcome back to the second hour of this Rosh Hashanah special. We'll be featuring a couple of selections of Yoram Gaon, and then there'll be a commentary by Rabbi Sholem Gordon, and then we'll get on with the davening. So let's. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed the first hour, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the second hour. Let's just hear something a little different of Yoram Gaon.
כבקרת רועד רו ומעביר מעביר צונו ומעביר צונו תחת שיבטו כן תעביר או כן תעביר ותספור ותמנה או כן כן תעביר ותספור ותמנה ותפקוד נפש כל חי כבקרת או כבקרת רועד רו או מעביר מעביר צון או מעביר צון או תחת שירתו אוויר ותספור ותימנה ותפקוד נפש כל חי כבקרת רועד רו מעביר צונו מעביר צונו הלכת שבטו ותפקוד נפש כל חי כן תעביר או כן תעביר ותספור ותמנה או כן כן תעביר ותספור ותמנה ותפקוד נפש כל חי כבקרת או כבקרת רועד רו או מעביר מעביר צון או מעביר צון או תחת שירתו כן תעביר או כן תעביר ותספור כן, כן, תעביר ותספור ותימנה ותפקוד נפש כל חי אבינו מלכנו חוננו בנינו כי אין בנו מעשי אבינו מלכנו חוננו בנינו אבינו מלכנו חוננו בנינו כי אין בנו מעשי עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד והושיענו אבינו מלכנו חוננו בנינו חוננו בנינו כי אין בנו מעשי עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד עשה עמנו צדקה לחסד והושיענו עשה עמנו עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד והושיענו עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד עשה עמנו צדקה וחסד והושיענו אבינו מלכנו אבינו מלכנו אבינו מלכנו
Well, this is a little different, to say the least, and I hope that you enjoyed Yoram Gaon. We are now, I'm recording this in 2022, and this show was done 32 years ago in 1990. Things don't change. And so this is welcoming you to the second hour of this Rosh Hashanah davening. But first we'll hear a commentary from Rabbi Shalom Gordon. Again, this is from 1990, and then we'll get right to the Chazanis.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation, even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life, and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator, As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, a human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright. Such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, "God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all." Thank you, and Achsinu Achsinu Tov to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher. Yeah.
Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik.
Thank you. Rachim Yivlehuvetu Berachimil Berachim Yivlehuvetu
Pierre Pinchuk with Aresha Sifosenu. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Oh,
That was Leibel Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Korosor Be'Ozne Yerushalayim Le'mor.
Aven, aven, Yakirmi, Ephraim, Yim Yere, Shashoim,
David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu Zochreinu v'Zichron Tov Lefonecha.
Slight technical problem.
Who's the
That was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Come on.
Moshe Gonchar with Ator Niglesor. We conclude the Shofros with Yosla Rosenblatt singing Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu Tekar b'Shofar Gadol l'Cheruseinu.
Elokeinu.
Nikav. Nikav eshev oibud alecher usseino. Vesonez lekabit golo yoyseino.
Ani, ani, ani.
Yesla Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkenu Zachor Rachamechor. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkenu Zachor Rachamechor, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger.
Oh,
Moshe Kusevitsky, Ovinu Malkeinu Zechorach Amechor. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the Brocha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I'm
Hayom Tzam Seinu was sung by David Reutman, and this is David Kusevitzky with the Kaddish Shalem. He's singing his own composition, accompanied by the Herman Zales Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, a special Rosh Hashanah Chazonis special. Yossi Beer, on behalf of my audience, I thank you again. And on behalf of me also, I thank you so much for the great effort that you have made in putting together this excellent, excellent program. I point out to my listeners that next week...
As you heard, Yossi Beer helped in the arranging of this program, and my gratitude goes to him. And stay tuned next week for a Yom Kippur special. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this Rosh Hashanah special. I'm always interested in hearing from you. You can reach me very simply by emailing me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom and thank you.